This is Miff Warhurst on ABC Radio.
Have you heard of the urban heat island effect? It's a problem in our cities where all the concrete and roads absorb the sun rays and that heats up the nearby air, which makes built-up areas much, much hotter than open spaces. And one of the best ways of avoiding this effect is by filling our cities with big, shady trees. That seems pretty obvious, but it's becoming increasingly difficult to grow these trees in urban areas. Michael Mobbs is with us. He's going to explain why. Hi, Michael.
G'day. I love that Ship of Fools song.
I know. It seems a little appropriate at the moment. Save Me From Tomorrow.
It's going on my playlist.
Is the return rephrase on that song. And as I was listening to it, I was thinking exactly the same thing. It feels like sometimes we're on one big ship. I'm not saying who the fools are. I work at the ABC. I can't. How do trees help to cool our cities?
Two ways. Obviously, they shade the road and the footpath. But secondly, they're actually aircon machines. So trees exude little bits of moisture from their leaves to cool themselves down. When it gets too hot for them, unfortunately, they close up those little holes and actually heat up. So the more trees we have, the better they function as free air conditioners.
So how come they close up because it gets too hot?
Yeah, to protect themselves, they need to keep that moisture. So a big street tree will probably drink about 50 to 100 litres of water a day out of the soil.
Mm.
If it's too hot and they're losing too much water, to protect themselves, they'll close up those little holes. There's invisible water as water vapour coming down from trees. So they're terrific aircon machines we don't have to pay for.
Brilliant. That's all well and good. So why can't we just go ahead and plant lots of new trees in our cities if that's the case?
Oh, I wish I could answer that. It's interesting. When I bought my first house at the beginning of time in Queensland, I planted a tree out the front of it up in Gladstone. And the neighbours said, "What are you planting a tree for? They're only good for dogs too." And he went on. And in inner city, Chippendale, near the central railway station in Sydney, the roads take up about 23% of the landmass there, but in the older suburbs outside our cities, roads are about 30 to 34% of the landmass. So that if you could see them with a heat meter, they are red at night during in summer in particular. So they absorb that heat and re-rate it. And what people in those suburbs do is they actually resist planting trees. They're against them. The wealthier suburbs, for some reason, have more trees than the poorer suburbs. So I'm trying to answer your question by explaining my experience. I think the shorter answer is a lot of people don't like trees. In a sense, they have no idea what they're doing to themselves and their aircon bill because a tree will reduce their aircon bill. Secondly, councils really don't get it. They don't communicate well. But secondly, where I am in the city of Sydney, they plant about 1,000 trees a year, which is basically zip. You know, I could do that myself. In Chippendale, we've got about 1,000 fruit trees, herbs and plants that we've planted ourselves. So, excuse me for banging on, but we really need to sort this because business as usual is not going to cool our cities.
How many trees would we need to plant to make a difference then, if this is indeed the case?
I'm just going to draw in my breath. It's a big number.
Right.
If 1 in 10 houses has a tree, it means that we need about 9 trees for those missing houses. So we need about 9 to 15 million trees. The tough thing is if we keep planting at the rate of, say, 1,000 trees a year, we're not going to get the job done because oodles of scientists have told us through the United Nations, if we don't stop our cities heating up and doing these things in the next 11 years, we may lose the potential to actually cool them. we need to plant those 9 to 15 million trees, I think, in the next 2 to 4 years. It's basically a call by people such as me saying we need to be on a tree footing, equivalent to a war footing. We need to be planting those trees in the tree planting seasons in the next 2 to 4 years. Otherwise, they will die because the streets will be too hot.
Well, it's a wonderful idea and one that we need to embrace, I think. Thank you so much for your time, Michael Mobbs.
Lovely to talk to you, Miff.